to get the hydroxychloroquine, and I'm going to get the Z-Pak, and I'm going to get the zinc, and that's what we did. And she turned around, man. It was stunning. And she was into it like 2 weeks, and she turned around. And these doctors would not prescribe it to her. They would just, as soon as they said, oh, go to the hospital. I told her, you're not going to the hospital.
Nope. Yeah, that's it. That, and that's exactly right. That's what we saw. And in fact, you know, we saw that all the way back in November in the fall of 19. This clearly hit our country well before we were told. In fact, as we were writing the book, you know, we knew, remember in 2017 and 18, you know, read the dead doctors, the Timothy Cunningham of the CDC. Wait a minute, yeah. This flu shot's killing people. You know, how many coronaviruses are in every flu shot, folks? Do your homework. At least 5. Go hit, count them. We can pull them out of the cell line. You know, that's the problem. If people don't wake up, they're like, well, there's another strain out there. Or now they just got a new word, variant.
Yeah, you know, the variants, so that's the new scheme.
They're in the new variants. You know, when we saw dozens of mouse gamma retroviruses, we were only allowed to call it that one sequence, the VP62, the infectious molecular clone that was made in the lab that never was in people, but Abbott and Silverman and DeRisi had a little patent. So Mikovits and Rossetti couldn't go along and isolate the real viruses from the sick people because everybody'd realize they came out of the labs and through the shot. And there is, you know, this is the whole thing. The flu shot was driving this for the last 10 years anyway. And every year the flu shots get more and more toxic. Remember, they've been over there. Fauci's been over there. They cloned the flu from the 1918 flu. They cloned the virus out of dead bodies. They exhumed the remains of people from Alaska who died in the 1918 epidemic. The Spanish flu, if you want to call it that, had nothing to do with Spain nor influenza. And this is what we're seeing. You know, the mask brought the bacteria. So they played the same card, and just as they play over and over again the Watergate style break-ins, you know, when after Dr. Simone Gold and the frontline doctors, there are doctors out there, yeah, you're right, they're all women who are, you know, they're getting jailed, they're getting these prescriptions, you know, Americans frontline doctors, and they're getting these the help to the people. You know, there was never any intention. We knew from the Ebola outbreak of 2014, the one Tony Fauci sent from Fort Detrick, we knew that. That was cover up William Thompson's confession. You know, so you can look at how they play the game with the media and how, you know, every single one of these pandemics, Fauci stood there and, you know, it hasn't gone well for America or the world, and yet people won't wake up. So the cough, yeah, it went through here. I won't say, you know, some of our colleagues working on the book said, oh, yeah, my wife got it real bad. The rest of us got nothing, but she's still coughing. My West Coast mom who died from the mask, she got it in 2017 and 18, but at least she knew me. And she's like, they said, oh, we don't know. Remember when they were all over TV? Oh, the flu shot's only 10% effective, but get it anyway. And people were dropping like flies. We had a number of cases in vaccine court of elderly who died of cardiac arrest. People are dying of cardiac arrest. And the kids on the fields are going to die of cardiac arrest because your mitochondria make the energy, and it's taking all the energy that you have to detox, injecting that deadly pathogen spike protein in every cell of your body. This is expressing it from every cell of your body. It's deadly. It's a scary, scary game. And essentially all I do, you know, now your wife is immune. And the rest of us are immune. The rest of us are
too. I would think we all had it.
The rest of us are immune. Yeah. And that's why now they're saying, oh, the only thing you have on that TV show this morning, oh, we need 30%. We need 75 to 80% vaccinated to get to herd immunity. No, we are herd immunity. You change the definition of herd immunity that only a vaccine can generate a herd immunity. Well, the opposite is true. A vaccine has never generated herd immunity. That's why we still have measles outbreaks. Why? Because the vaccines don't work. Just like I said a year ago, Plandemic Part 1 came out May 4th of 2020. Our book published April 14th of 2020. You know, we know. It's just, it's a real sad reality that for a year, and for really two decades, you know, they unleashed that Ebola in 2014 to cover up William Thompson's little confession, you know, and yet they got away with it. Yet, you know, hydroxychloroquine, read the book Called for Life by Kent and Amber Brantley. It's in our book. It's in our book. I forget which chapter in Plague of Corruption, but we talk about that. What did the head of that Christian missionary team of doctors who went to Sierra Leone, Liberia, what did he do when it was clear you had contagious Ebola that killed 21,000 innocent people in Liberia? And it came right out of Fort Detrick. Can absolutely prove it. And always did. And they said, oh no, it's a different strain. They forgot how to cook their bat soup again, you know, and we
believe. Yeah, another animal scheme.
2014. Same thing with Zika. Yeah, oh, Zika and on the Brazils. We inflicted that on the Brazilians along with a nice hefty spraying program, spray all the beautiful rainforests and destroy the food supply and then give everybody DTP shots. And I didn't say DTaP because, hey, we took them off the market when we found out how deadly they were in the 80s. And we just gave them to the poor people. We just inflicted these murder programs on them. And, you know, that was destroy the economy for the Olympics, for the Brazilians. We remember it. I mean, over and over and over again.
Well, they just ditched
the... But until somebody stops Fauci, there's, you know, why isn't he in federal prison?
Well,
you know, Dr. David Martin had a dossier, showed you right there last year, every single crime for 20 years, everything I'm saying. They've covered this up. They've marched towards, they created the first SARS. It's not a novel virus, SARS-CoV-2. That's why it's called SARS-CoV-2. It's a variant of SARS. Came out of the same cell line that we use our polio vaccine. Oh, what did Bill Gates say at the beginning of this whole thing? Oh, run out and get a polio shot. Why? Because you'll just help us. Because then you can't say it wasn't your problem. You didn't
right.
have it in the first place. And this is the game. This is why everybody has to get shot now, because then they can cover it up. They can cover up the four decades. They can cover up the what I'm telling you about. You know, this was my big mouth problem. You know, they told me, oh, Judy, XMRVs don't exist, because AIDS patients would have them. And I said, nope, they all died in the 80s from the contaminated blood supply. Exhume them, I'll wait. So what did they do in COVID-19? Oh, they made sure nobody got an autopsy. They made sure to send all the sick people home who actually got the virus and developed herd immunity. They changed the definition of herd immunity to only have something to do with a vaccine. All a vaccine ever had to do to make it to market was show you made an antibody. Now humans with an antibody aren't immune. Somehow all of immunology has changed. In the literature, everywhere, everything's COVID. Oh no, that's just because the disease had nothing to do with SARS-CoV-2. The disease is murder, the vaccine injured. And in our last paper, we showed 2011, 6% of America walking around with contagious cancer-causing AIDS viruses, cancer and AIDS-causing viruses. How exciting. I can actually breathe Ebola and cancer on you. And that's what they proved in 2014. But the good news is your wife survived and she's got a stronger immune system. You know, all of the people who use the right therapies, the budesimides, the doctors, you know, who were fighting, Dr. Richard Bartlett, you know, things like Children's Health Defense, getting as much information to the
right.
people as they can. The High Wire with Dell Bigtree every week. And Dr. Noen Schwinder, Dr. Bob Sears, you know, doctor, we're just, people are waking up and people are making movies. And, you know, you and I got to talk in the last year. And nobody knew this has been going on for decades. Nobody knew the
it's
game
true.
They play.
It's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
I thought
everybody's like, oh, why did Judy Mikovits just wake up? Judy Mikovits didn't just wake up. they thought they destroyed Judy Mikovits and God has a sense of humor.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the FBI and DOJ were bad, but this is a whole nother realm. I've said that. This is like,
Well, they're fully involved. The FBI and the DOJ are fully involved. That's why they arrested Simone Gold. That's why they surrounded my house in 2011 and arrested me. You know, I won't make a plane ticket in advance. That conference made that plane ticket for me. I was targeted on that plane. Yeah, they're going to keep trying until they can, they force that. You know, I've got electron micrographs on my computer. I'm on my way to speak to a group of doctors, two groups of doctors, awake doctors, doctors who want to help their patients at the Medical Academy of Pediatric Special Needs back March, and March 11th was when I was supposed to give that talk live. And then to the IAOMT, the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. These masks are causing mouth cancers. These masks are causing all kinds of brain disease. You've got toxic fluoride in there. So for the most toxic element on earth, mercury, that's still in all your dentistry, you know, the plague of corruption has gone on in every field of our life. It's not just one thing. But in 2020, they just said, okay, we finally set them up. We've given them GMO toxic food. The land is depleted of minerals. The water's toxic. The air's toxic. The food's GMO toxic. You know, you've got everybody injected. We've got all the kids we possibly can. Parents just march them in from the day they're born. So they're loaded. The kids are loaded. And now all you have to do is take the common cold and knock them over. And they believed it. And so if nobody had put on the mask, if nobody had gotten the flu shot, like we said last year, like the paper said, you know, it's not, I'm not, this is not my opinion. And not one word of anything I've ever said is based on anything other than data. I'm a scientist. I have the data. Not one word Tony Fauci or Francis Collins have ever said is based on data. What did they base it on? Models. The models showed early on. That's not that. You know, so they won't show you the data and nobody will debate me. You know, I've said, come on, let's have the debate. You know, it's easy for me to get online, as you know. It's easy. Yeah. I'll just show you the data. I'll show you the slides. I'll show you the Western blot. I'll show you the sequence data from the PCR products from 1,500 so-called COVID cases. And they're all influenza A and influenza B, and not one of them is SARS-CoV-2. SARS-CoV-2 does not cause COVID-19. Vaccine poisons cause COVID-19. The inflammatory diseases, the toxic water, you know, poison. Viruses are poison. Oh, you poison the air. You poison the water. You kept us out of the sunshine. You took away, you know, here in California.
Yeah, that's big. The vitamin D thing is big.
Yeah, took away the vitamin D, took away the sunshine. Took away the beaches, so we couldn't ground. We couldn't take our immune system and boost it with the microbial sequences in the sand. You know what they do after pandemic came out, and I said the microbial sequences in the sand. Oh, she's an idiot. Yeah, they closed the beaches.
So yeah, they closed them fast.
Why'd you close the beach?
They closed them fast.
Yeah, why'd you close them fast after May 4th of last year? Exactly. Why? You know why? Why is everything that smart people and not just, you know, I should say awake people, because this is kindergarten science. Our book is a case against the mask. You know, Tony Fauci, Ken Heck and Lively's a sixth grade science teacher and an attorney. So he dumbs it down. And obviously Tony Fauci didn't understand the science of plague or the corruption of plague of corruption that came out April 20th. So in the case against the mask, we had Ben Garrison, you know, kindly provided cartoons and we have pictures, and it's really a second grade book. Why healthy people don't put on masks and go out in public. And I mean, I can't even imagine. You can see the green on my car. You could see the pollen. Why would you put that in a mask and start sucking in allergens and mold and mycoplasma?
All day long. All day long.
All day long, as you put yourself under more and more and more oxidative stress and compromise your immune system. I mean, it's DUI sitting in a car. You know, don't get me anymore for an open container, folks. I'll drive around with an open container because it's DUI. It's driving under the influence to put a mask on, roll the windows up, and drive in the car. You know, we see the accidents.
Yeah,
there's a sign in Ventura says 3,000 times more car accidents. Sure, because you got all these people DUI in that mask. You know, I'm not getting on a train or a plane or a bus. You know, I was happy to be drug off that plane when I saw that pilot in two of those blue paper masks. I did electron micrographs on those. I saw the papers. They came out years ago. Had nothing to do with COVID. You don't wear a toxic piece of paper loaded with carbon nanofibers that look like asbestos to your immune system and every kind of piece of metal. We saw worms in them. Worms in them. Oh, you wonder why ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which are both anti-parasitic, wonder why they're working? Because it doesn't have anything to do with SARS-CoV-2, folks.
And they work. Take it from me. We know firsthand. Exactly. We know firsthand here. It's like it was like night and day. It was it's a lifesaver because
who knows?
She goes in the hospital. Who knows what happens to her?
Oh yeah, I have an 82-year-old husband, and I've done everything. He has to stay with me 24/7.
Yeah,
and you know, unfortunately, his kids until very recently, they drink the Kool-Aid. Oh, we don't want to get grandpa sick. Oh, come on, you moron.
Yeah, give it up with that stuff.
Give it up with that.
I
Grandpa's just fine, honey. He's hanging out with me.
Yeah, and she and my wife was looking at me like, is it time to go to the hospital yet? I said, I got something coming. She thought, she must have thought I was crazy. Like, well, what the hell does he have coming? I said, don't worry about it. We're going to take care of it. She probably thought I was trying to kill her. I said, no, we're not going to the hospital. Just give it another day. I got a tracking number on this stuff, and it came, and bing, bang, boom, thank God.
Right, exactly. So, and that's the power, you know. And I just applaud people like Simone Gold and Dr. Emanuel, all the people that stood up there, you know, on the steps of the White House in their white coats. There are doctors out there, and they've hung in there through the arrests and everything else. And I just applaud them and hope. I got to meet Simone recently, and I just hope I can meet the others sometime, because they are heroes. And we're all working together, and there are lots of us out here. And I think, you know, that we're winning. You can tell. I mean, can you ever imagine a year ago we'd be having this conversation? I can't. I can't imagine it. But, you know, the people that they killed and are killing daily, you know, you asked for it. You didn't do your homework.
Why do these people line up? I mean, you're a little bit older than I am. You look probably younger than I do at this point after the last year. But why do they line up? What is the I don't get it. You know, I try to tell family members, they're like, you're a kook, shut up. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I don't.
Why do they line up? I really cannot explain that. I mean, I ask them. I'm like, really? There's somebody in a parking lot, you know, somebody in a parking lot with a syringe of clear, sometimes cloudy liquid in it, that somebody said had to be frozen at minus 70 or, you know, degrees Celsius. You know, it's like your body is 98.6. You know why? Because heat breaks up the virus particle. Remember in the beginning, blow a hair dryer up your nose, folks?
Yeah.
Why do they line up? So all you had to do a year ago is blow a hair dryer up your nose. It's the common cold. Every piece of data from the beginning said that. You see these morons, oh, don't put on a mask. No, that's the dumbest thing you can do. And then 3 months later, no, put on a mask. Oh, and get a flu shot, folks, because the hospitals are only one. Get one in the summer. We don't know the strains yet. You know, they're exposing how stupid we've been forever. So, you know, so line up and let somebody who's not a medical professional, I've always said that about, why would you let a clerk in a drugstore, you know, every year outside of your grocery store, out come the pumpkins and out come the flu shot, FLU, you know, really, it's a Hallmark, you know, holiday. It's a greeting card. You know, here we are. We all just march to the tune. So I can't answer the question. I can't even imagine the psychology that would let you stand there when you have no risk of disease. You know, and even me, I mean, I'm 63. My husband's 82. He's got COPD. They infected me with contagious cancer, XMRV. I'm loaded with it. I can show you my bands on the paper in Science. Why do you think they retract it? You know, you can hear it in my voice. Why in the world would I stand there and let you inject me? You know, whether you have arthritis. I mean, I don't know the psychology. I know that the fact that they're told they can't do something until they do, you know, and we were told that with the masks too. Oh, wear the mask because you're not getting back to normal. You're not getting your life back. And it's like, you know, fuck you. You don't get to tell me how to live. You know, and that's what, you know, fortunately, you know, my mom and dad trained me this way all those years ago. And what they said was, if everybody jumped off a bridge, Judy, would you do it too?
I think, you know, everybody's mom said that at one
tell
point.
You that?
Well, my parents told me that, and my parents sometimes told me to go jump off a bridge. So I had.
Well, I mean, if we did what the crowd did, you faced my mom and my dad. And I can tell you that belt and that, you know, it's like, you know, I'm going with them. You know, and so it's like, we didn't have a choice. You know, if we ever stepped out and said, you know, everybody else is doing it. I'm afraid. I want to do it too. I'm afraid. You know, what do they see? You know,
you got
beat within an inch of your life and you didn't do it again. And we're still alive and we're still healthy. And we had measles, mumps. We had childhood diseases. And you know what? We don't have cancer and we never will. And they can inject all, they can allow me to breathe and every other nurse and doctor to breathe those deadly viruses in those laboratories for decades. And only some of us die. Which ones? The ones that aren't smart enough to take care of their immune system. The poor gynecologist in, you know, 58 years old who got ITP. Getting the shot, the nurses on the show yesterday, getting the shot, thinking well, they were doing the right thing. Well, they know now. And that's why they're hiding these people. That's why they're lying to these people. That's why they're telling doctors in ERs who are seeing, you know, the ERs overwhelmed, with victims of the shot.
Right.
So if people don't realize that's the truth, there's nothing I can do for them. They'll, you know, unfortunately, everybody else will wake up with their injury if we don't silence it. So, you know, I'm every one of those victims who are being hurt right now. I'll do everything I can to, you know, not only help them because we know we can fix it. That's why I'm still alive. I seroconverted to that virus. I developed an antibody. I developed infectious protein that you can see. In 2010, I know exactly the date I seroconverted, and so does the National Cancer Institute because they collect blood samples on anybody who worked with HIV every 3 months. So they've got my blood for 20 years, and they know I had none of this. So you can pull exactly the day I got out of the lab. And what didn't they want to do? Oh, they don't want to pay. They don't want to pay the insurance. They don't want to pay for your, you know, people should be getting job disability. We're working on vaccine injury cases right now.
Yeah.
And not just COVID. We're working on vaccine injury cases.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Where they're forced to get these shots. And now they're injured and they're, you know, Huntington's.
So where's the liability? The liability has to be with the employer.
And they're not getting this. That's correct. But they say it's not work related. It is when you force it as a condition of going to work.
When you coerce somebody to keep employment.
That's correct. And so I got to, you know, that's all I do is call the lawyers and say, okay, I'm the expert witness. And what do? Oh, they stay the case. Just like they stayed my case for a decade. Oh, let's never let it go. If the FBI and the attorney general and the people worldwide had done the right thing, in 2014, when we handed them all the data, we handed them a terabyte hard drive. I still have the receipt for that. We have the tape of the hours long conversation with the FBI agent who sat there with his mouth open saying, I can't believe a doctor would knowingly inject. And I said, they don't know. They don't know because they're not educated, because these cases aren't coming to light because of the corruption that is vaccine court. You know, sorry, it worked in the beginning. Watch the movie 1986theact.com. Listen to Mike Hugo, the attorney that was winning all those cases back in the 70s and early 80s, why Tony Fauci stood next to Ronald Reagan and said, you know, make my retirement age go away, which was the worst thing anybody could ever.
We yeah, the guy is
Fauci's in 2009. They would have all been gone. The corruption would have been gone in 2009. Perhaps the worst thing Ronald Reagan ever did. Those people don't have to retire. And they just keep that revolving door going, and they're all paid off.
It's like a cash register. It's like an ATM, you know what I mean?
Correct. And they all make the money, and they did it in my case. You know, why isn't Silverman in federal prison? Why isn't DeRisi in federal prison? Why aren't any of these people
They're all protected. They're protected. Yeah. They're running a massive racket. Massive racket. Massive conspiracy. Yeah.
Correct. Why does the journal Science continue to this day? All of these journals are paid propaganda. They're not science. It's propaganda.
I saw a study a couple days ago. The CDC said, oh, there's proof. There's proof now that these vaccines, the two mRNA vaccines, there's proof that they are stopping COVID. We did a study in Arizona, primarily in Texas, on frontline workers and on hospital workers and stuff. And I looked at the study, and first of all, I sent it to a couple of people, and they said, this is slop. Then I talked to some people. I talked to some people connected to the CDC and this group down there, and they said, we were surprised that they even released that. And they did the study in areas that are like 90% sunshine people get every day. So, I mean, you know, your vitamin D is going to be ramped up, and oh my God, nobody got COVID. It's like, you're in the desert, for God's sakes.
Right. But they put those people in the desert in masks on golf courses. Imagine that.